This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
This podcast is sponsored by the Premier Surgical Office-Based Surgery Center in Knoxville. Accredited, affordable care performed by surgeons you can trust.
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to the pop and a Ric Flair.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Wednesday, I've been waiting on you. Just the best day of the week. Midweek. Here on the Swain Event, we got some practice to talk about. Tennessee, lots and lots of things going on. College football nationwide. 865-255-03 is the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Appreciate you for your ears this morning, however you are listening. If it is on the Swain Event app, free for Android, Apple devices, thank you. If it's on Rocky Top Sports, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, or streaming us online at SwainEvent.com, thank you, thank you, thank you. And last but not least, Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com, Periscope, Facebook Live, and also YouTube. We really, really, really thank you and appreciate you this morning. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, Jason Swain here with you for three whole hours. Good morning, individuals. Everybody rocking their team colors this morning. Man, I like it.
Yeah, just went with the Tennessee t-shirt.
Thought, you know, today's the day, I guess. I don't even know necessarily why.
Good morning, individuals. It is hump day.
It is hump day, man. It is hump day.
I'm ready. I'm ready for basketball season. So
what?
Yeah, you got that basketball shirt on.
I'm ready for basketball season. I was obviously I'm still excited for football season, but I'm excited for both. For the first time in a long time, I was listening to Matt Jones of Kentucky Sports Radio yesterday. He was doing an interview, and he said that Tennessee and Kentucky are two of the five best teams in basketball this season, and that they're going to play two, probably three times, including the SEC tournament, and that got me fired up for some Tennessee basketball.
Yeah, I know why you fired up, man. I know. I get it. Big news that the Lady Vols and UConn will renew the rivalry. I understand, Ben. You're super excited. The rivalry will be renewed.
I am excited about that.
2019, 2020. So, yeah, man, I guess that is why you are pumped up, Ben.
Yes, I'm pumped up to watch the Lady Vols destroy the Connecticut Huskies.
That's right.
In 2019 and 2020.
You got no chance, Geno.
No chance at all, Geno.
No chance. We got Candace Parker. We got Shamika Holesquad. Tamika Catchings on the squad this year.
Everybody's coming back.
We are ready. We are ready to go.
We might have Dawn Staley as the head coach.
See what happened with us. This is a little awkward here. You know, you have times on this show where it gets really weird, gets really awkward, but you still got a job to do. You still got to do your thing and talk about the topics. But I'll tell you, this is awkward. This is awkward. I mean, of all the times to schedule UConn, I don't know if this is the right time to schedule UConn as things currently sit for the Lady Vol program. You know how, like, you've been, you know, maybe picked on in school, you're a little scrawny, and you decide, you know what, I'm going to go and work out, get my confidence up, maybe take some karate, learn a couple moves, whatever. So that way I'm prepared for the opportunity. If the opportunity ever arises where I have to, you know, defend myself and throw some hands, let me make sure I'm prepared. Let me throw up some weights. Let me learn some jiu-jitsu. Jet Li style. And then you ready to go. You walk around school with your chest out. You wish somebody would mess with you then. I wish somebody would run up on me.
Better now, not look at me sideways.
Now that I've been pumping the iron, taking a couple, you know, creatine tablets. I got some deer antler spray. I got some vibranium. Like, I'm prepared now. Let's go. You want to go with me? Let's do it. Because you've worked at it. You're prepared. I don't know. It's a little weird. I don't know if you want to go, you know, pick on the big bully when you're not prepared. You haven't done anything. You're at your weakest point in the program in decades.
It's like taking the ACT without studying.
Is this smart to do right now?
I sound so weak
and soft, and I know that. But we gotta be smart here.
Well, like, it's a lot like Tennessee football recently trying to get another home and home with Oklahoma. Wait, why? Why are you doing that? Why? You don't need to do that.
Not right now.
Now, I'm conflicted here because in my childhood, growing up in Knoxville, Tennessee, we had season tickets to Lady Vol basketball games. And so a big chunk of my childhood is this game. I mean, it was huge. The women could sell out the arena with this game, and the men never could. You know, it was like that. And so this is a seminal moment in terms of the Tennessee fandom that I grew up with. And so I love to see it come back. And it was a shame when it ended, and it ended because
pettiness.
It just got really, really bitter, and Gino was cheating, and Pat wasn't having it, and you know it was a whole thing, and so I'm happy to see it come back, but I don't know that I'm happy to see it come back with Holly Borlick as Tennessee's coach.
Well, the whole
if I have to be totally straight down the middle, 100% honest,
the whole Gino cheating thing, I didn't hear that he was cheating. I heard that he said some things during the recruiting process that was, I guess, below the belt. And SEC football is pretty standard. But women's basketball, word had got back to Tennessee about what Geno was telling recruits about Tennessee. And Tennessee felt like it was below the belt. And that's why they ended the rivalry. I haven't heard anything about Geno cheating.
I'm not going to say
that it didn't happen because it is, you know, it is college sports.
My understanding was, at least in part, I think a lot played into it,
And
was the recruitment of, Maya Moore, I believe.
It was Maya Moore and how she was, you know, they use ESPN to recruit her. And Geno said some things about Tennessee, the culture of Tennessee, that he didn't allow at UConn, and Tennessee folks didn't like it, and they ended the rivalry. So I don't ever care about other team cheating. Sorry. If you are someone that tweets me or reaches out to me and want to tell on another squad cheating, I don't really care. I'm not the person that points fingers. I don't care. I hope everybody cheats. If you want to cheat to get recruits, go for it. I don't care. Go do it. Because for me, the kid and the family wins. Like, hey, hook them up, whatever. I don't care. Work, you know, they earned it. They worked hard. Cool, whatever. I'm not going to ever tell on another school or get mad. I'm not going to hate the player when the game is the way it is, and it's been for a very long time. So I remember playing at Tennessee and going to this game when Diana Taurasi was at UConn, and going to the Lady Vol games and cheering our girls on. And those were some intense basketball games. Those were some great matchups. And Yeah, I don't know about this matchup. That's like, let's say Tennessee was not in the SEC. Or let's say Tennessee is in the SEC, because there's another good team out there, another powerhouse program. That would be like Tennessee right now in Pruitt's first year, not prepared really. You know what? Let's go schedule Clemson and Ohio State. Let's just go do it this year. That just wouldn't be smart. At least wait 2 or 3 years before you get, you know, so you get your players, so you can have, you know, your system, everything in place before you go out there and pick a fight with the biggest dude on the block. That's all I'm saying. And I'm saying the same thing about women's basketball. I know that we're bringing a lot of old things back. Football, you know, people in the organization, in the program. I like some of the things that we're doing. You know, it's the 20th year of the 1998 national champion, so we got the reunion going. A lot of good feelings. Bringing back the UConn rivalry right now?
I don't mind it. I kind of like it. If you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. And while Tennessee may not be what it once was, if you look at the roster, it should be an even match in 2 or 3 years, because last year you signed the number one recruiting class in the country. They will be juniors when you go to Connecticut, and they will be seniors when you play them at home. And then you just signed the number four recruiting class in the country with several five stars, and they'll be sophomores with a bunch of playing time under their belt when they play at UConn, and then they'll be juniors when they play in Knoxville. So you should have a very talented, experienced team full of former McDonald All-Americans on your roster at that standpoint. The problem is, I do not trust the coaching to develop the talent to the point it needs to beat UConn in 2 to 3 years. So the coaching aspect is the part that worries me, but I necessarily don't have a problem with scheduling it.
You know, and I'll say this, and then we'll take our first break of the day. So I made the comparison to dealing with the bully. And before you decide to take on the bully, you go and you lift weights and you take the karate classes and you get your Jet Li on. You got to go prepare before you're ready to take on the bully. Well, at least Holly Warlick has enough time to prepare to take on the bully, which is Coach Geno. So there's time for Holly to do whatever she got to do, light some incense, have some rituals, whatever she got to do to get herself ready to go up against the best women's college coach in the game and one of the best ever. Do that. She got time. She's not playing them this year, but she got time. And like you said, Ben, there is talent on this Lady Vol basketball team. Anyways, I'm going to take a break, and we'll come back to this a little bit later. I know the Vols hit the practice field yesterday. Want to hear some updates there. We are a few days away from game week here. So the quarterback battle still has to be decided. We are approaching a scrimmage that I think will determine who the quarterbacks are going to be. Today, it's Wednesday, so we will be joined by Chris Lowe, ESPN. Also, we'll talk some Tennessee recruiting with Austin Price of AllQuest in Hour 3. Kind of get the inside tracks, inside information about the type of players that Tennessee fans can expect to possibly be committing in Tennessee in the next 30, 45 days. So we got a packed show for you this morning. And again, thank you for joining the show. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. We'll take our first break of the day. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Get ready for a better school year by shopping the back-to-school sale at Better Mattress happening now. Whether you're a parent or a student, you know a good night's sleep makes a difference in your day. Whether it's the patience to sit in school traffic or the concentration you need to pass your test, a better night's sleep is super important for the whole household. Right now, choose a twin, full, or queen bundle deal, all starting at just $379. The back-to-school bundle deal from Better Mattress is everything you need in one stop for a better night's sleep. night's sleep. Get a mattress, box spring, frame, sheets, and a memory foam pillow, all delivered for free, starting at just $379. You choose the size twin, full, or queen, the price stays the same. We know one size doesn't fit all. Over a dozen different mattresses qualify for this offer. Have a better school year this year. Get the better mattress back-to-school bundle deal while supplies last. Tell them Seth sent you and ask to try my mattress. Don't wait. Shop now. Chat live with a representative at bedrmattress.com. Good night. Just got better.
Having surgery can be scary, and having to navigate around a massive medical center can be even more overwhelming. Fortunately, the Premier Office-Based Surgery Center in Knoxville offers a convenient and affordable option for surgical care. Our skilled surgeons and friendly staff treat you just like family. Everything at our state-certified accredited center is designed with your comfort in mind, and Premier offers flat fee package pricing for basic gallbladder and hernia procedures. Visit PremierSurgeryPackages.com for more details. The Premier Office-Based Surgery Center, surgical expertise you can trust.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
Gentlemen, get back in the game. Did you know that one out of every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? Well, I know my numbers. Low T Center made it quick and easy. I walked in, I took a simple blood test, and I knew my results in about 20 minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. So give them a call, 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
A65-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Let's go to the text box. And we'll be going to the text box and Facebook Live comments a lot today. So just make sure if you want your question or comment to be read that you participate there and drop it in any point during the show. Aaron on the text box says, hearing rumors of another battle at Bristol, with the possibility of playing Clemson, or is there any truth to this? Thanks. Yeah, there's been some preliminary discussions about returning to Bristol, but I think the natural fit there to play against Tennessee would be a Clemson. That's probably the closest team in the area outside the SEC that would make this matchup very, very good, with two teams on the football field that by the time Tennessee plays that game should be a whole lot better. And Clemson right now is one of the top one or two, three programs in the country. So that is probably the natural fit there is to play Clemson. But I'm good on neutral site games for a while. I just really don't want to play any neutral site games right now. I like the home and homes, and I wish college football would kind of get back to more home and homes and allow for the local businesses to be able to benefit, because there's a lot of local businesses that doesn't matter if the team is winning or losing, they support the program unconditionally. And it will be just a great gesture to keep a home game during the season, because these are how these businesses are able to thrive and survive, is with Tennessee football or the college football that's in their town. So I don't like taking a game away from the local businesses. I'm okay with doing it every once in a while, but every single year I'm not a big fan. So I want to get back to the home and home.
I'd love to see Clemson and Tennessee in Battle of Bristol, though.
I'd rather see the home and home.
I probably would too. But if we're doing neutral site games, that's the type of neutral site game that I want to see. I don't want to go to Charlotte and play West Virginia in the Carolina Panthers Stadium. That doesn't do anything to me from a stadium standpoint. I don't want to play Bowling Green in the Titan Stadium.
That was ridiculous.
And I was fine with the Georgia Tech game last year because Mercedes-Benz Stadium was opening and whatnot. That was a cool experience. But like this year, I don't care about playing in the Panther Stadium. I'd rather play at West Virginia. Now, let me go experience Morgantown.
A lot of it is for sponsors, 100%. You know, because they're sponsored games. And I don't see a problem with, because college basketball actually does this to a certain extent, is having sponsors for the opening week home and home games. Like, why not? Yeah, I think college basketball does, you know, an NIT tip-off. And some of those games are just played in the home arenas of some of these teams, but it's the NIT tip-off brought to you by, you know, whoever. Why can't you just do that for football?
With basketball, you have more of a difficulty getting people to the neutral site games, to whereas football, more people show up.
Well, the reason why you went to Nashville and you're going to Charlotte is
recruiting.
Number one is for recruiting, because remember a couple years ago Tennessee had billboards in the mid-state, and mid-state was very, very, very important. And you lost guys like Von Bell, you lost guys like Jalen Ramsey and other people to other schools, and so you know the Jones staff really wanted to make the mid-state a priority, and playing that game they thought would be important. I didn't think it really mattered. It's Nashville. It ain't like it's Memphis. It'd be one thing if you were playing Memphis, you know, somewhere like that, because it's such a disconnect between Knoxville and Memphis. It's Nashville. There's no reason to play Bowling Green at the Titan Stadium. I thought that was a waste. North Carolina is very important to Tennessee. You look at our recruiting class right now, you got some players committed to North Carolina. You have one player that is in North Carolina that is a top five player in the country that you're going all in for. You're going all in for. That's Kavaris Crouch. He could be a linebacker for you. He could be a running back. It's his choice, whatever you want. You can play that because he's just that special. So North Carolina is very special for Tennessee. I think it's a little gimmicky to have to schedule a game in another state just to recruit. That's not Tennessee. We don't have to do that. That's something that other schools have to do.
Especially not in Charlotte or Nashville.
You don't have to do that if you're Tennessee. I think the Alabamas, the Tennessees, the Texas, the USCs, you know, programs like that shouldn't have to do all those things. They have enough resources to just play ball and recruit like they have been. I'm okay with it every once in a while. I just don't like it every single year. I go back to benefiting the local businesses. So moving on here on the text box, VolFan187 says, what do you guys think about teams going to the Jordan gear? You know, I'm okay with it. I think the kids would like it on our team. You know, Jordan is a cool brand. Yes, it does look weird in a football uniform. And, yes, you do have to worry about your players selling the merchandise, what happened in North Carolina. Honestly, I would be okay if Tennessee went back to Adidas. I know that Adidas is going to go over and beyond as far as the money that they pay out and the attention that you get. I know Coach Fulmer is he was an Adidas fan, and Adidas shoes and cleats are actually better
honestly, than Nike. They just are. I'm a Nike guy. I have been for a long time. I just started recently wearing Adidas, and honestly, Adidas is more comfortable. I mean, I'm just gonna keep it real there. I look at Texas A&M. They get all the attention. Now, Adidas has some of these smaller schools, but the big programs, Texas A&M is the one. So they go all out for Texas A&M, whereas Tennessee, you're just one of few. Nike doesn't even hold Tennessee to the same standard as Florida and North Carolina and Michigan and Oklahoma, because those guys are the premier. Alabama, those guys get all the goodies, where when Adidas, it was Tennessee getting all that love. So it would be cool for the kids to get to wear Jordan, because Jordan is just the most popular with the young kids. But honestly, if you want to go comfortable, the best cleats, I think it's Adidas, and I'm just keeping it real. 865-255-0305. DR Vol says, did y'all see the first secondary violation under Pruitt? Seems pretty petty and nitpicky by the NCAA. I think the headline is
it's really misleading,
to be honest.
Pruitt had absolutely nothing at all to do with this.
Nothing to do with it. According to Knox News Sentinel, a Tennessee athletic department staff member donated a single game football ticket tickets for a Knox Catholic auction that aimed to raise money for the school's academic program and classroom technology. That's it.
Shame.
That has nothing to do with Pruitt.
Yeah.
So I think the headline, just like we are seeing in 2018, the headline is to suck you in, make you click on it, and if you don't read it, you would think that Pruitt's out here breaking the rules because he's a head coach and it's Tennessee football, and so the headline reads that, you know, Tennessee reports violation under Pruitt era. It has nothing to do with Pruitt. I'm okay with a little some secondary violations. I'm all right with that. I'm cool with that. You know,
don't be North Carolina.
Don't do the level one. If we're doing level one violations, you in Ole Miss territory. Level threes and level twos. You know, it happens. It happens. If you ain't bending the rules a little bit, you ain't getting to the edge, you're not trying. So that's why you have a compliance office, to make sure that you don't cross that line. But hey, get up close as you can to the line if you have to. That's kind of what everybody else is doing. So yeah, I did see it, but the title was a little misleading there. You gotta have eye discipline. Okay? Eye discipline. Don't just go by the title of the link. You gotta click on it. You gotta have eye discipline. Okay? Coach Fulmer was interviewed yesterday talking about the 98 championship team, and details is what Coach Fulmer said. They really, really emphasize. Also, toughness. So you have the D and the T there.
You better stop it right now.
Anybody know what the last letter is?
You.
What does that U stand for?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Unselfishness.
Dutway.
That's the key to a championship. So the 2000, was it the 17 team? Yeah, 17 team. They were just one letter off, man. Golly. One letter off from going undefeated rather than defeated inside the SEC.
Just imagine if Butch had put a U instead of an A, he'd still have his job and he'd still be here.
I know, man. It's the little things.
What a shame.
It's the little things. So
it's a shame that somebody who put so much 63 effort and attention into the details that he couldn't get that detail correct.
Yep. It's not that way. It's Dut way. D-U-T. Details. Unselfishness and toughness. That was what the 98 team possessed, according to Coach Fulmer. Talked to the media yesterday. And last year's team, you know, had that way. Details, accountability, and toughness. One letter off. See? Makes all the difference.
What's the slogan for Pruitt this season? I haven't seen a single one.
Power by the T.
That's a recruiting thing, though, isn't it?
Oh, man.
His slogan is, don't lose football games. I think that's...
I don't think he has one.
Yeah. In general, it's...
It's not unheard of to have slogans because, I mean, Nick Saban had one after they lost to Clemson. It was, I think, don't waste a failure or something like that. And, listen, they work. They work. 865-200-5503. B-Drop Waterproofing Hotline. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Get ready for a better school year by shopping the Back to School Sale at Better Mattress happening now. Whether you're a parent or a student, you know a good night's sleep makes a difference in your day. Whether it's the patience to sit in school traffic or the concentration you need to pass your test, a better night's sleep is super important for the whole household. Right now, choose a twin, full, or queen bundle deal, all starting at just $379. The Back to School Bundle Deal from Better Mattress is everything you need in one stop for a better night's sleep. Get a mattress, box spring, frame, sheets, and a memory foam pillow, all delivered for free, starting at just $379. You choose the size twin, full, or queen, the price stays the same. We know one size doesn't fit all. Over a dozen different mattresses qualify for this offer. Have a better school year this year. Get the Better Mattress Back to School Bundle Deal while supplies last. Tell them Seth sent you and ask to try my mattress. Don't wait. Shop now. Chat live with a representative at bedrmattress.com. Good night. Just got better.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232 savings off NSRV, blue dot dealer savings, and manufacturer incentives with approved credit, list finance, your GMF offer expires 831.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to The Swain Event.
Let's go to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's bring in, and this person, you just got to pray for him at least once a week. I mean, he lives in Gainesville, so you just got to say some prayers for him. Just keep him in your thoughts and prayers at least once a week. And that is John in Gainesville. John, good morning.
Especially since I was at the swamp for both of those brutal losses against Tennessee.
Yeah.
All the Hail Mary right on the 50, man. I'm going to jump over that line and choke Butch Jones.
Yeah. I understand there.
I will say the only thing that's better under Butch Jones so far is the dang shoes they coming out with. And, like, man, these last two pair are brutal. What in the world they're doing with these orange kids they just came out with?
I'm actually a fan of them. Compared to the other ones, I thought the other ones were kind of rough.
Is that Charlie?
No, this is Ben speaking. I actually kind of like the men's version this year, rather compared to what they have been. They're not the greatest on the planet, but compared to what they've been the past 2 years, I think they're better.
I respect Ben's a little bit. I can't take Charlie's advice on fashion. You shot the baby guy.
Hey, buddy. No, you shouldn't. You absolutely should not take my advice on fashion, 100%. But I will say that I agree with you. I'm not a fan of those shoes. So
I'm not either, man. I can't support those at 40 years old. One thing I will say I'm noticing from practice, and maybe it's just me, I haven't seen our receivers snatching the ball out there like they've been doing in these last practices. I don't know. Obviously, that's coaching. The best person I ever saw it, that was Chris Carter. That dude could just snatch the ball anywhere. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between letting the ball come get you or you have your hand ready to snatching it. Like, you actually got your eyes on the ball. And I was just watching some highlights yesterday, and that was the biggest thing I hadn't seen in years since former. These receivers just snatching the ball out of the air. I hang up and listen, man. Love the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, John. I think our receivers need to step it up more and more and more. I'm always going to be probably more critical of them than any other position because I played it and I expect the best from those guys. But I will say they've been making some plays. They've been making some plays. There was a run after catch for a score in the scrimmage on Sunday where it made the quarterback look better than what he really was. And that's what you got to have from these wide receivers. We need to have the ability to have a Marquez Callaway type of play that we saw in the first game of the season last year against Georgia Tech, taking a hitch route to the house. If the offensive coordinator has to scheme up plays perfectly to score, then we have failed in recruiting. We have failed in development. We have failed. There were some times where Coach Cut, based on the game film, made some touchdown type of play designs. So, for instance, against Cal in 06, he noticed that when there is a receiver lined up on in the slot and you take a running back and you put him in motion outside of the wide receiver, Cal showed on tape from the previous year they had problems adjusting to that motion where they left the seam wide open. So that was my touchdown. Really easy. Also, against Marshall that same year, Marshall on third down and short showed that the safety playing quarters, playing heavy run, that you could hit them with a hard play fake and throw it over the top. Well, I scored an easy touchdown there. But there's some plays where you gotta get it done. You can't rely on the offense coordinator to draw it up perfectly. Go make a play. Make somebody miss and go score. That's recruiting. That's development. And that is what we're going to need from these wide receivers to help out Jerry, to help out Killer Chris, or whoever. We need some guys taking some hitch routes or taking a slant route, making a guy miss and going to the house. That's what we need. And saw some of that on Sunday in the first scrimmage. Now, I'm always going to say the receivers need to get better. I'm always going to say something about how we can improve because you can't be perfect. And that's the coach's job. So maybe I'm kind of in like coach mode, player mode because I lived that for 4 years. So I'm always like analyzing, always saying, well, I mean, you caught it, but you could have caught it better. You know, you had a big game, but you could have got five extra yards.
You got an 88 on your test, but you could have got an A.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I look at the wide receivers. But I will say the receivers have played very well so far in fall camp. We are approaching – it is hump day. So we are approaching
hump day.
The weekend. We are approaching another scrimmage. And I'm guessing this scrimmage will be at Neyland Stadium under the lights. And I think you're going to find some separation at certain positions. Do I expect Jordan Pruitt to tell you who's separating and who's going to be a starter? No. But internally, I expect guys to start cementing themselves into starting positions. I expect that. We are 10 days away from game week. 10 days. So it's time to start thinking about who at all positions need to be taking first team reps. This next scrimmage is going to tell you a lot. So if you had some critical errors in the first scrimmage, you didn't play as well as you want to, you can't afford to follow the last scrimmage up by another poor performance in this scrimmage. If you play well in the first scrimmage, you better make sure you do the same thing in this one, because this scrimmage is going to hold a lot of weight. It's like, you know, having a course load of work. Well, the tests, they carry the most weight. Maybe the essays carry the most weight, not the in-class schoolwork. They're probably like 20% of your grade, 30% of your grade. The tests hold a larger weight. This is the test. This scrimmage is the test. The homework, that's practice at Haslam practice field. That is, you know, period two, period four, you know, 7-on-7, it's a little team period, little thud here and there. The test, the mid-semester exam, that is the scrimmage on Sunday.
It's funny that you're correlating it to the classroom, because a lot of classes, you have three tests. And then in fall camp, you have three scrimmages. And the first test, you can not do well in the first test and be able to bounce back and do well the remaining of fall camp. But if you do well, or if you do bad on the first and the second test, you may have to take a W for that class.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. You might need
to withdraw.
You might need to get on that J.J. Peterson plan and start redoing some classwork. Serious. I mean, you may think about bringing a teacher some a fruit basket. Hey, you might do something.
Do you want to meet at Starbucks to talk about this upcoming test? I'll buy you a coffee.
You need to put in some plans, because you're in trouble. You got to basically ace your third test to make a C,
right,
if you bomb the first two. And so, yeah, I compare that to fall camp. You have tests, and that is the scrimmage. So quarterbacks, if you didn't play as well as you wanted to in the first scrimmage, you better bounce back and have a good, really good day, because I can see a quarterback taking a step forward, creating some separation, because it's time to start divvying up first-team reps. There's a difference, and I want you to listen when Pruitt talks about this. I hate to, snitch on Pruitt here, but I got to educate my people here.
Well, you're used to snitching on people from Alabama anyways.
No, I'm not. I got to educate my people. On when you are listening to Pruitt talk about reps, there's a difference between regular reps and first team reps. Okay? Regular reps, which is what everybody gets. Walk-ons get regular reps. Everyone gets reps. But the players that are counted on to play on Saturdays and help you win games, those guys get first team reps and second team reps. Those reps are different. Okay? Those are different. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's get to Vol Nation, who's calling in earlier this morning. Vol Nation, good morning.
Good morning, family. How y'all doing, man?
Man, wonderful. How are you?
I'm so jacked right now. I'm shaking. I'm ready.
What happened? What happened, Vol Nation? You ready for the UConn-Tennessee matchup?
Well, if we can bring Shamika Hosecline and all them back, yes.
Bring it back.
I remember those days. Those were some awesome games to watch, man. I'm telling you, to see Pat on the sideline and have her squad out there compete. I mean, that's like awesome memories for me, you know. So I love to see that rivalry renewed at that level, you know what I'm saying? But no, what I'm shaking right now is just I'm so jacked right now for football, man. I'm sitting here, man. Like you said, it was 10 days before we kick this thing off and start really prepping for West Virginia. And then, of course, getting these guys out here, got a scrimmage this week, and creating that separation and kind of identifying who's going to be doing what. And it's football time, man. It's football time, and I'm jacked up, you know. And I can't wait for that West Virginia game. Can't wait to go into the stadium because I was listening to a talk show the other day. And I really agree with this guy. He said if we can beat West Virginia, he believed, and he might be drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit, but I as he broke it down, I kind of understood. He said he believed we could go 4-0. He didn't believe that we would lose to Florida. I don't particularly believe we'll lose to Florida either, you know, myself. And that's exciting to me. But like I heard you last week, you know, you saw some special things going on, but you were trying to, you know, keep it 100, keep it real, trying to, you know, not to go over keel yet. You wanted to get to this week. I can't wait till next week after you see this week's practice and you come on the radio and begin to tell us what you actually see. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, Vol Nation, let me jump in on you know, you say you heard someone else speak about, you know, Tennessee's first four games, that if Tennessee beats with West Virginia, they'll beat Florida. They should be able to. And I absolutely hate when people like myself and media guys do that.
Yeah.
I hate it because it's so, like, it's so misleading. It's just talk. It sounds good. Like, it just sounds good, right? But
right.
Every game is his own. You can absolutely beat the brakes off of West Virginia, who may turn out to be a better team than Florida, and you can lose against Florida. You can do that.
That's true.
It can happen. 06, Cal was top 10 in the country, had way more NFL players probably than the 06 Florida team. Probably. Preseason, Cal was better on paper. We beat Cal down, but we didn't beat Florida down at all. I mean, each game is different. Each game is its own. This is not a formula. It's not math where if you beat this team, you should be able to beat this team. It doesn't work that way. You can absolutely come out flat, or you can come out clicking and be on fire and everything just, you know, falls in your favor. That could happen. So it's one of the worst sports takes I think on the planet, is to just say just because you beat this team, you're going to beat that team.
Now, do you think that you know, West Virginia game being, I mean, it's the first game, you know, so of course, Purdue's going to want to win that game, but of course, you know, it depends, you know what I'm saying, on how we come out and how we play. But then also that first SEC game against Florida at home. Those are two pretty big games. At least the Florida game, I know, is pretty huge,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you had to choose between the two, I'm sure we want to beat Florida compared to West Virginia.
Yes.
But in looking at it, I know you guys went over it, and I'll take this off the air, but I was looking at West Virginia. I was kind of going through their site, and they were going over their special teams and their running back situation and, you know, their position. So I'm studying.
I like it, Vol Nation. Get them.
But I was reading an article, and they talked about, and you guys touched on it, which gave me some hope. Their offense is loaded. I mean, they got people like, I think, Gary Jennings, senior wide receiver, that's going to be doing big things. They got a running back that's a junior, but he only got 1 year of experience. And he's like 6 feet, 198 pounds. Of course, you got Will Greer. They talked about their offensive line and how huge they are. They're averaging 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", 310, 15, 20 pounds or whatever. And I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? But that's on offense. They didn't talk a whole lot about the defense. So I had to, like, really, you know, stretch to find some defense stuff. And then I began to see why. And see, last season they gave up on an average 446 yards per game. They surrendered 204 yards of rushing in the Big 12 every game. The Kansas Jayhawks, who was 1-11 last year, ran 50 times for 367 yards. That's about 7 yards a carry. And they had a grand total of 564 yards in that game, but they lost 52-34. All right, they lost some people. They lost one of their leading tacklers. They lost five of their top seven leading tacklers, and they lost three of their five defensive backs from last year.
And so they've had a lot of attrition, even though they did bring in a few guys like Jabril Robertson from Clemson and Kennedy Bigelow from Southern Cal, but they may have some medical issues or whatever. But, you know, they're expecting them to come in and do big things. And so when I started looking at this, you know, and then they run a 3-3-5, and that's where I wanted you to kind of talk about today. What a 3-3-5 looks like against maybe – our offense and how we can attack that. And with all this attrition and having all these new players, how that might impact their defense even more. And because they've lost all these people, they weren't very good anyway. You know what I'm saying? And they lose all these people and they run in this 3-3-5 against us. And I was thinking, if we can run physically and dominate the football through running and beat them up, you know, control the clock, move the football, keep their offense off the field, pressure the quarterback like you were mentioning. This is where I was thinking that we could go in, and if we're in there in the third and fourth quarter, we have a shot of doing whatever we want to do. Because if we're physical and we're out-physicaling them, we're going to take their heart by the third and fourth quarter. And we'll be able to do whatever we want to on the football field offensively. If the key is our defense being able to go out there and get that front seven being able to exert themselves against this huge offensive line, and like I mentioned yesterday, maybe make them one-dimensional where, you know, Will Greer already has a tendency of kind of throwing that thing all around the football field, because that's what he did, 3,500 yards last year, I believe, and I can't remember how many touchdowns. I think it was like 35 touchdowns, whatever, some ridiculous number. And he was hurt most of the season, you know what I'm saying? And so he's going to have that little edge. But like I said, we can get him off his spot.
Man.
Get him to thinking. It may be a pretty interesting game.
Vol Nation?
Yeah.
I need to get you off the phone, man. You fire me up too much. You need to stop, man, because I just had some coffee this morning. I've been up since, you know, 5-something. I'm pumped up. Vol Nation, I can't get pumped up too much. I got a show to do. I gotta be calm. I gotta be level headed. Vol Nation, I gotta let you go because you're too fired up. Okay.
Hey man, appreciate you guys, but just want to take that off the air. That's what I got, man. Tell me if I'm missing something.
You're not missing anything. You're spot on, and that's why there's no way to say if you beat West Virginia, you can beat Florida. No, you recruit the same guys that Florida and Georgia, Alabama recruiting. So you play against bigger dudes that share a similar philosophy. Vol Nation mentioned the 3-3-5. I wish that y'all, somebody West Virginia, would line up three dudes on the front versus dudes like Trey Smith and Brandon Kennedy and some beef up front. Beef.
Even Drew Richmond, big old boy.
Beef. Up front, and that is where Tennessee's going to have the advantage. They have to make sure they exploit West Virginia, and that is running the football right down their throat and saying, I will take 4 yards all day long. And that is a win. That is a win all day. 4 yard runs. If you can have 4 yard runs against West Virginia, the more of those you can have, the better you give it your chance, a really good chance to win the game. But Vol Nation, in my opinion, is spot on. We need to take this phone call. We need to go to break. We're going to move. Attaboy.
That's Vol Nation on hold.
Okay, cool.
I didn't drop them.
Okay, cool. So what we'll do, we will just take a break at the top of the hour. We will come back with touchdown turnover. We'll move Attaboy to
8:15.
We'll try to do it then. We have Chris Lowe that's going to join us in hour two, and we have Austin Price that's going to join us as well in hour three, top recruiting. So we got a packed show, good stuff from Vol Nation. That call was worth shuffling things around a little bit here on the show. That was some good stuff from Vol Nation.
When he was listing off everything that Tennessee needs to do, I mean, I forget what he said. I felt the spirit move. I'll say that. It was just, I felt like Holy Ghost and like, oh, yes, yes, preach that. I needed. I was feeling it. As he often does, Vol Nation nailed that call.
Well, yeah, he was talking about West Virginia, you know, giving up a lot of yards last year, 200 something yards on the ground, a lot of yards in the air. I do look at the conference they played in, how the conference just didn't value defense. I look more at the rushing yards allow more so than the passing yards allow, because that's just a pass-happy league. there at the Big 12 that don't play a lot of tough defense. That is a stat that's very significant and important to Tennessee. That's what Vol Nation pointed out. He pointed out how potent, West Virginia's offense has the potential to be. And that's, again, why we should really have some success running the football. The call was on point. The call was on point. Yep. It really was.
The thing with West Virginia's defense is I watched that Kansas game, and it was brutal. West Virginia's defense was as bad of a performance as I can remember. It's not that they were just giving up big plays. It was just the effort was not there. It was just sloppy tackling, poor miscommunication, just guys in the wrong spots at all times. It seemed like they had no idea what to do, and you could credit that to being a one-game thing, but then you put on the tape against Baylor, an 0-6 football team when they played them, and they did the exact same thing. And Baylor, with zero talent on offense, was able to do whatever whenever they wanted to.
And what you're referring to is that with the Kansas game, is that they gave up 367 yards on the ground.
It was sloppy tackling.
Kansas.
I mean, West Virginia has one guy on defense, David Long, the linebacker, and he's an absolute stud. Second, third, fourth round pick, will play a long time in the NFL. He's a stud. But he's coming off of an injury, and he can't do it by himself. And I will say with the 3-3-5, one thing is they have a six-man front, essentially, but they like to take two of those DBs in the backfield and use them as hybrid outside linebackers, hybrid safeties, and I imagine against Tennessee, they'll load up in the box with them.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have enough weight in the pants. That's the thing. You know, in the Big 12, you can do that, the 3-3-5, and have a bunch of guys that can cover in space, but you better have some beef.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go heavy packages, I said that. When we go to our heavy package set, what is West Virginia going to do? Do they have the personnel to match up with Tennessee's players? And that is a very, very important question. We'll take a break. Hour two is coming up. Top of the hour. Timeout. Stay with the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.